I was sitting in the audience at the Jewish American Summit by Aish last week, watching actress Rebecca De Mornay talk about October 7th. As she described the deep impact that horrible day had on her, she started to cry. Musician John Ondrasik, aka 5 for Fighting, touched Rebecca's arm to comfort her, while actress Patricia Heaton nodded, showing that she understood exactly how Rebecca felt. These entertainers showed up to the summit to voice their solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people. As I was watching their panel, I thought, this is so refreshing to see. And as a convert, I understood exactly where they were coming from. When I was 9 years old, and not yet Jewish, my mom took my sister and I to the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C. I saw the shoes of the murdered Jews and watched the footage of bodies being piled into ditches, and for years, I had nightmares that I too was in the Holocaust. In high school, I met Jews for the first time, and immediately became friends with them and started dating Jewish boys. I was also a punk rocker and part of the anti-Nazi punk rock scene, always ready to punch a Nazi in the face if I ever saw one. For some reason, I was drawn to the Jewish people, just like Rebecca told me in an interview with the Journal before the summit. A lot of my closest relationships turned out to be with Jews, she said. I've felt very naturally attracted to them my entire life. When October 7th happened, it was as if it was happening to children in my backyard. Now, as a Jew myself, I appreciate Rebecca, John, Patricia, and all the non-Jewish allies sticking up for Israel and the Jewish people. Their support comes at a time when celebrities are signing ceasefire letters, while influencers who never once said a thing about Israel before October 7th are suddenly acting out against the Jewish state. There is also the silent majority, we know that it exists, and that, according to surveys and polls, the American people are mostly on our side. They just aren't saying anything, which of course hurts, too. The fact is that celebrities have a lot to lose if they stand up for Israel. They may not be able to find work. They risk alienating their audience. And, of course, they might take a major hit to their bank account. So when they speak out, like Rebecca, John, Patricia and others do, we must welcome them with open arms and thank them profusely for their support. The same goes for anyone who says something positive about us and stands by our side, not just celebrities. Especially online, there is a flood of hatred towards the Jewish people and Israel. It's not fashionable to be a Zionist. It gets people into trouble. They get death threats in their DMs for speaking out. We need to be there to counter that hate with love. I've interviewed many non-Jewish allies, and they all say that while they do receive their fair share of hate, thankfully, the Jewish people step up in ways they could never imagine. Any work they lose, they seem to gain it back through our support. We invite them to speak at our events, platform them on social media and become their biggest fans. We have to keep this up. We must show our brave allies we're there for them, no matter what. How can you show your support? Go to their social media profile and comment on and like their posts. If you're holding an event, consider bringing them on as a speaker. If they own a company, send business their way, purchase their products and tell your friends to as well. Send them heartfelt messages about how meaningful it is to see them advocating for us, so they are encouraged to keep going. I thank God for our non-Jewish allies, that there are still people with moral clarity out there in the world who see what's right and true. They stand up for us, and now, it's time we stand up for them, too. Kylie Orlobel is an award-winning writer and community editor of the Jewish Journal. You can find Kylie on X at Kylie Orlobel or Instagram at Kylie Orlobel.